From KUT News, this is Agenda Texas, your guide to everything under the dome and how it hits home. I'm Ben Philpott. 2 weeks down in the 84th Texas Legislature, this one was filled with the pomp of Inauguration Day and the curious circumstance of the Texas Senate's rules for bringing up a bill. But today, I thought I'd talk about the state budget. Now wait, don't let your eyes glaze over. I'm just going to explain a few key points of the budget. Talmadge Heflin is with the conservative Texas Public Policy Foundation and was House budget writer in 2003. He says you need to know two basic numbers to follow the budget.
The all funds, the comptroller said it's going to have $221 billion available, and then the general revenue and general revenue related, which is the $113 billion number.
So where does that money come from? Well, the difference between the general revenue and the all funds number, that's mostly made up by $73 billion in federal money. But that money mostly passes from the feds, through the budget, and to dedicated purposes, meaning state lawmakers have little control over it. For control, you'll need to look at the $113 billion in general revenue. About 55% of that comes from sales taxes. Here's Comptroller Glenn Hager from his budget revenue estimate press conference.
Sales tax revenues have been higher than anticipated, thanks in part to a robust oil and natural gas sector during the last 15 months. Other revenue sources, such as motor vehicle sales taxes, have exceeded forecast as well.
That vehicle tax brings in about 9% of state revenue. Oil and natural gas production is another 9%. 5% comes from the state's business franchise tax, and so on. But even that money comes with some restrictions. Talmadge Heflin offers this example.
The money that is collected from the tax that's paid when you fill up your tank is dedicated three-fourths to building roads or mobility, and a fourth to education.
So the dedication, in this case a constitutional one, means lawmakers can't spend gas taxes on, say, health care. So when you hear someone say lawmakers have $113 billion to spend, just remember they can spend it, but they don't always get to say how. One thing the state's Republican leadership would like to see funded this session is tax cuts. But Democrats and social service advocates worry the cuts could end up cutting state services. Dick Levine tracks state tax policy for the left-leaning Center for Public Policy Priorities. He says to think about tax cuts, you need to think about how that forces the state to make up for the lost revenue, like with a proposal to lower property taxes by increasing the state's homestead exemption.
Every $10,000 increase in the homestead exemption would cost the state $1.3 billion to make it up to the school districts for that lost revenue.
And if lawmakers want to cut or even eliminate the state's business tax, that's projected to bring in $9.5 billion over the next 2 years, with half of it going to pay for schools. Oh, and then there's the effort to end gas tax diversions. That's not a tax cut. It just means making sure all the gas tax collected is going to pay for roads.
Moving the gasoline tax from one pot to another is, as they say, rearranging the deck chairs on the Titanic.
In other words, ending the diversion may help out the Department of Transportation, but it will force lawmakers to either use other money to pay for the budget hole left behind, or they'll have to cut the budgets of those agencies that, for now, are benefiting from the diversions. I'm Ben Philpott, and this is Agenda Texas.